Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good news, I've seen this house today that I really like. You know, I'm trying to get away from my current neighbours because they pour water on me and stuff. One thing I'm not sure of, though, I noticed as I walked into the house that it was really nice inside. There's a sign which doesn't look like it can be moved above the kind of door, kind of engraved into the brick, which says Turtle Castle on it. Now, I'm not sure about, people giving their house names. My dad's got one on his house, and it's something like Shea Mills or something, just to make it sound a bit French and a bit more exotic than it actually is. A lot of people do this. I think parents do it. No, it's not one in France. The one in Southampton. He's just bringing a taste of France back to Hampshire. I just kind of a mum and dad thing, I don't know. But, like, when I call for a cab, yeah, it's Turtle Castle, and that's in. I'm not sure about that at all. Apart from that, brilliant house.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Can I really move into a house called Turtle Castle? It doesn't look like you can change the sign, because it's kind of like in the brickwork. So someone says maybe I could just like paint the door purple and like maybe change it to Purple Castle. Is that any better? I don't know. I just find naming houses really weird. Hello?
Hi, Scott. How you doing?
I'm good. Who's this?
It's Darren.
Darren? What's Karen?
I was just ringing about my parents' house. They've called it La Baraka.
La Baraka?
Yeah, weird, I know.
Exotic. And where is that house? Just give me an area of the country.
It's in Lytham, Lancashire.
Oh, La Baraka in Lytham, Lancashire.
Yeah.
Presumably the house does have a number, right?
Yeah.
Right, but they've just decided to put a sign on to make it sound a little bit more continental.
Yeah, just to make it a bit more swish.
How embarrassed are you if one is not embarrassed at all and 10 is really off the scale embarrassed?
Why stop at 10?
Okay, very fine. It's an 11 then for La Baraka.
Yeah.
Okay, I love you.
Cheers, mate. Bye, love you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who are you?
Tracy from Wakefield.
What's the current, Trace?
Oh, not much.
Mm. Is your house got a silly name?
Yes, it's called The Laurels.
Ooh, when did you move into The Laurels?
In November.
How you feel about that?
I'm just, no, not impressed at all. I don't even know what a laurel is, so.
Is it quite un-laurel-like, your place?
It is. It's new and it's just really impersonal and it just doesn't deserve a name, really.
Sounds like you've got acres and stuff, The Laurels.
No, don't have any acres. Have a just lawn.
Oh, you've got a lawn. Okay, good. It's just because of the S on the end, it sounds like, well, posh?
No, it's not posh at all. Definitely not.
Well, what do you want to do about your rubbish place name, then?
I just want to unname it, like, give it no name at all.
Are you allowed to do that?
I don't know. I don't know whether it's bad luck, like a ship.
I don't know. Like you a know, what? A ship?
Like a ship, yeah. That's know how you rename ships? It's supposed to be bad luck. A boat,
yeah,
not.
Yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you mean about boats, yeah. I don't know. I mean, can I... I mean, obviously, I want an unnamed Turtle Castle, really, if I end up living there. I don't want to change the number.
Because is it different if you change the name of an old house as opposed to a new house?
I don't know, Trace. Like, I'm going to find all this out. I can't change the number. That would get really confusing for everybody.
And it's traditional. If it's a Turtle Castle, maybe that's got some sort of history, but
I don't care. I don't want to live in a place. Hello, minicabs. Hi. Yeah, it's Turtle Castle. No, I'm not doing that.
Well, I've got, hello, minicab, can you come to the Laurels, please?
Yeah, see, it's just embarrassing for everybody.
It's down Willow Park Drive, and, you know, it's just odd.
Love, don't give out your address, is my tip.
No, I don't live there.
Okay. Love you. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I love all the texts coming in going, ooh, Turtle Castle, get you. No, it's just a two-bedroom house. They've just, like, the current owners obviously thought they'll put castle on it. Yeah. I'm not putting a blue plaque outside. Don't be ridiculous, Howie in Sheffield. Actually, there's a place in the country, I don't know whether I'm allowed to say the name of it, But they've just decided to put, you know, those blue plaques they have in London where famous authors and musicians and stuff live? They've just decided to put blue plaques up in the town, but with not actually anyone famous. It's like, Bob Smith once lived here. Why would you do that? Have I been able to name the mention of the town? It's Tenbury Wells in Worcestershire. I don't know why you've done that, Tenbury. It's like, and Bob Stevens lived here between 1974 and 2006. No one's ever heard of Bob, but they just put a blue plaque up anyway. Why have you done that? I just wanted to know. Just saw it recently. Hello?
Hello.
Who's this, please?
It's Helena from Nice and Naughty.
Helena from?
Nice and Naughty.
What's that, please?
It's an adult shop.
Oh, where?
I'm based in Aberystwyth, but we've got shops all over.
Oh, so you're in Aberystwyth now, in Nice and Naughty.
I am, yes.
I love it that we're on in adult shops. I remember a couple of years ago, there were some pole dancers listening to us in a pole dancing club. They had Radio 1 blasting out, and they were asking for some more upbeat songs because they couldn't dance on the poles to James Blunt or whatever we were playing at the time.
Well, what can I say?
Yeah. Anyway, hello to Nice and Naughty. How can I help?
My sister, she sold her house, and the people who renamed it called it Moosey Hall.
Moosey Hall?
Yeah.
Right. And what kind of house was it, please?
It was just a little two-up, two-down house
yeah.
in the middle
See?
Of nowhere.
That's what they do. It's a bit like Turtle Castle, the one that I want to get. It's not a castle. But having Hall on the end sounds really impressive, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Okay. How's your sister feeling about it called Moose Hall?
I'm not sure she's bothered, to be honest.
No.
She's sold it. She's moved on.
Well, I'll let you get back to your adult whatever you're doing.
Thank you.
I love you.
Love you. Bye.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
And now, Russell Howard. Hi.
Hello.
You're right.
I'm very well. How are you?
Can I just say happy birthday for yesterday?
You can. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday. Yeah. What did you do?
I recorded my show on telly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yep, that was exactly it. Mm. And then afterwards, I had a cake.
Well, who gave you the cake? Or did you buy it yourself?
The people who work on the show. It's one of the most depressing birthdays I've had in my life, yeah. 30 as well. It's not right, is it?
No. Do you feel 30, or are you sad to be saying goodbye to your 20s?
Massively sad, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. I want to be 21 forever. Everyone does, don't
they? Yeah. I had a McDonald's party on my 30th.
Did you really?
Yeah, because like, it's something I never did as a kid, see? So, like, we had... I don't think you can get these normally, but I just called the people at McDonald's. I was like, is that all right? And they, before you know it, face painting was on, musical chairs, retro.
But do they actually believe you when you called them? Because that sounds like a prank call, doesn't
it?
Scott Mills here, I want a McDonald's party. Yeah, whatever, yeah. Mate. Yeah, we had Chris Tarrant ring up Burger King the other day.
No, it's just just to my local branch. Quite good. Anyway, so no text from your mum or anything to say?
Not even a text from my mum, no. But nothing. I'm meeting her later, so we're going to go for some food.
Nice.
Yeah, living the dream. 30 and having dinner with my mum.
Oh, well, you're busy.
Yeah, no, it was all right, though. I'm not really a sort of a massive party person. I get quite depressed, you know, when I sort of dwell on how long I've been on this earth and how little I've done. And also, my girlfriend's in the Solomon Isles at the minute. She's a medic, and last Thursday she delivered a baby. And that same day, I'd written a few jokes. So it really puts what you do into perspective, yeah. You know. She's delivered life, and I've written a joke about David Cameron's face.
Brilliant. It does really put that in perspective.
It really does, man.
Yeah. Congratulations on the bike ride, by the way.
Thank you, yeah.
What was that like for you?
It was all right, yeah. It's kind of strange. What's lovely about it, I kind of now have a different range of people just pack me on the back in the street.
Yeah.
She's quite lovely, you know, sort of old blokes. Well, you know, well done, you know, rode all that way. And you kind of can't say, well, I didn't ride all that way.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time in a bus.
But just bask in it. Don't tell them you didn't.
Well, exactly, yeah. But it was good. How about you? How was your ride?
Mine was all right. The sewer was pretty
I've
disgusting.
Just heard about this. You know, I'm new to this. You were...
Mm. I just waded through a sewer. This is last Monday, obviously, for, like you did, for sport relief.
Yeah.
Probably not as arduous as yours, but still minging.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't do that, man.
I just had to wade. You can't... Because if you go fast, obviously you're going to fall over, and no one wants that.
Nobody.
The buildings was quite hard. I had to go up Canary Wharf, Guy's Hospital, Centre Point, the Gherkin, and the BT Tower in one day.
But you were climbing them?
Yeah, the stairs.
Oh, you just took the stairs? Oh, that's not as bad.
It's quite bad, Russell.
I thought you were scaling them.
No,
with me.
You'd never get me to do that. Did you find it hard to do the thing, though? Because you've been training for the marathon, haven't you? The London Marathon.
I didn't find it that difficult. And I was quite cocky at the beginning. I thought, this could be fairly easy. And then after the first day, I was in a terrible state. So, I found it quite tough.
You're quite fit though, obviously, because how's your marathon training going?
All right, I'm doing it with my brother and sister, and they're both better than me in the minute, but you know, it's just running. I'll get through it. Yeah. I don't want to be one of those blokes on telly that's seen, like, overtaken by a hot dog. You know, when you see that, that's the lowest moment, and you see someone who's got all the gear on, and they're just...
See, I did the Brighton Half Marathon once, and I was overtaken by a load of OAPs.
Yeah, it just hurts, doesn't it? On a shop mobility.
Yeah.
See you, McDonald's.
See you at the end.
Yeah.
They weren't on any kind of shop mobility, but they were just lots of silver foxes just ran past me.
Yeah, it's horrible. That happens in the gym to me a lot. There's quite an old man that goes there who's really good at swimming. And I find myself with these fantasies about wanting to, you know, really damage him so he won't destroy me at swimming.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Annoying. Can I just start off with some random questions from our listeners?
Yep.
Because I always find this is a good way to start off. First one is from Rav off of Crime Watch.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Who thinks you're brilliant.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know him?
I don't think I do, no.
Hi. Former torso of the week in Heat.
Oh, Rav.
Which will probably be you soon.
It won't be me at all.
He wants to know, do you ever wish your name was the other way round?
What, Howard Russell?
Yeah, because, or are you going to wait till you're like 50 or 60? Because actually Howard is a better name for a 60-year-old than Russell.
It is, yeah. Do you know, Justin Lee Collins, when I first started doing comedy, said, you want to change your name? Change your name, mate, to Howie Russ. I said, Justin, why would I possibly do that? Oh, you like the sound of Howie Russ? And get yourself a purple suit. And that was his only advice, to call myself Howie Russ and buy a purple suit.
You see, I don't want to be an old Scott, because Scott is a rubbish name for an OAP, isn't it?
No, but Scott gives the impression of quite a lithe, kind of hip pensioner. Hey, I'm Scott.
But I don't know any pensioners called Scott.
Yeah, but you're the first of a new breed.
Okay, good.
Get some fake tan, like really slap it on.
Yeah.
Just talk about antiques. Call yourself Scotty. Why not?
It's working. Are you from Bath or Bristol?
I was born in Bath, but okay. I consider myself from Bristol.
Why?
Because I spent most time there. So
I lived halfway in between for a while.
Oh, really? Whereabouts?
Yate.
Yate?
Yeah.
Yeah, quite the big B&Q.
Called it Chip in Sudbury.
Chip in Sudbury. What's great about all the places around the West Country, they all sound like perverts, don't they?
Yeah.
Chew Magna. Oh, it sounds like an absolute wrong.
Keep away from me.
Shepton Mallet.
They do a bit, yeah.
Yeah, they're all a bit wrong. It's a wonderful part of the world, though, isn't it?
It really is, yeah. Now, Simon, one of our listeners, has been on asking if it was you that, I don't know whether this is true, was it you that was supposed to be switching on the Christmas lights in Bath last Christmas?
Yeah.
Tell me this story, please.
I was so excited, right, because it's one of those rare moments you get to feel cool in front of your mum.
And it's your hometown, so your whole family are coming along.
And they said, you want to turn on the Christmas lights? And I said, yeah, I'd love to. And then I read in the paper 2 months later, after I'd said yes, emails had gone back, that Nicolas Cage was doing it. So I was usurped by Cage, and one of my aunties generally said that she'd get him, which would have been beautiful, just, you know, egging Cage. But he did it instead. But I switched.
Did you not
on
get any calls saying hi?
Literally nothing. I just read it in the papers. Cage slammed
me. Terrible.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite nice though. Well, I lived in Bath for a while and I saw Nicolas Cage just kind of wandering around, which was quite cool. But I also saw Johnny Depp. It's one of the greatest moments of my life, because the noise an old lady made when she saw Depp remained like just, it was honestly, I followed him for quite a while, and every time an old lady would see him, it was just, oh, what must his life be like? Everywhere he goes, you women go, I'm obsessed with noises of late. I don't know if this is weird or not, but I, again, another old lady, I saw her on a massage chair at a service station, and she was just there going, and I honestly, I could have sat there for an hour, and it says more about me than her.
We were talking about this on our show recently.
Were you?
Massage faces.
Yes, yeah, well, she was pulling a great face. That's it, yeah.
That face.
It is.
Everyone's got a massage face.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of massages?
I'm not. I like the idea of them, but then when you get going, you're just very...
Bit ticklish.
It just all feels horribly awkward, doesn't it? You know, you just think, oh, is this sexual? Is it not?
Yeah, am I wearing paper pants for a reason?
Yeah, have you ever worn them paper
pants? Yeah, I have.
I did that once. I had, I shouldn't be saying this, but what the hell, my girlfriend's many miles away. We both went for a fake tan years ago. Yeah. We were really bored.
But when you have to do the special moves?
Yeah, we have to stand in front with the paper pants, and I forgot to turn, so I took a double blast and looked like morph had been sewn in two. It was brutal. Brutal. We just spent the entire day rubbing off fake tango. We must never tell anyone. Never tell anyone. And now I've blown our cover.
Something humiliating about the paper pants.
Oh, I've got another story about my friend Will, but I can't go into that.
Oh, please.
No. Oh, but who invented the paper? When was the last time you wore paper pants?
Actually, me, it was... A week ago, actually,
oh,
yeah.
What were you doing?
What we do sometimes, maybe I shouldn't say this.
Just billow for a sprinkler.
No, no, because what we do, are we allowed to mention
Yeah,
this?
Come on, what right. goes down in Radio 1 when the music's playing?
No, it's not even that. It's when everyone goes home, like, so where the management are upstairs, yeah. okay, sometimes what we might do, they don't know this, is on the fourth floor, there's some spare rooms where there's like meeting rooms.
Yeah.
Maybe sometimes a lady does come round with her portable fake tan machine, sets up her tent and just gives us a quick blast.
Really?
Yeah, this happened last week. Me and Gemma out there, we just had a little fake tan. So that was the last time I wore the pants. But the weird thing is, I was like, okay, so this is a meeting room at Radio 1, and then we didn't think there may be cameras.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And we didn't think about that till afterwards. Gemma got everything off.
Even more incredibly is the fact that there's some woman with some sort of portable tanning. You just don't imagine that happens, do you?
Yeah, she just gets got a tent and she just brings it out, like a little festival tent. It's quite good.
This is great.
Yeah. So, usurped by Cage, that's got to hurt.
Usurped by Cage, yeah. I live and learn.
Yeah. Joanna, another one of our listeners, wants to know how you feel that you are the wallpaper on everyone's computer at her workplace.
Am I?
Yeah.
Is this
sex symbol thing, is this new or has this been happening for a while?
Well, I've got wonky eyes and my teeth are kind of buck, so I wasn't really expecting this. It's quite nice.
Didn't Heat magazine put you in some survey?
Yeah, it was kind of mingers of the year.
It wasn't mingers, it was secret crushes or something.
Which is code for, you know.
And you came eighth or seventh?
Eighth, yeah. It was quite funny. Michael McIntyre was number seven, that's how I found out. And he went, Captain Howard, I've destroyed you. And I went, what? Check out Heat. And so I did. And there he was, smiling just ahead of me.
So the women finding you a bit irresistible, that's quite new, is it?
It doesn't really mean much, because number one was The Stig. So, you know, isn't that great, is it? You know, he's quite hot, but I prefer a man whose face I can't see.
I didn't realise.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Sorry about that.
I know. Stig and Simon Cowell both gave me. Paul Daniels. You know.
Actually, not such a great survey, no.
Not really, no. I just really love Whizbit. that's too old a reference, isn't it? Remember Whizbit?
Yeah. Alex has been on, wanting to know, as a fellow West Country person, your views on cider going up a massive 10% today.
I know. Ridiculous. Yeah. Just an absolute kicking for the West Country, yeah. Is it all cider? Is it apples, pear, mixed fruits?
I just think it's a blanket cider thing.
It's really unfair, isn't it?
Alcohol, 2%. Cider, the rest, 10%.
Yeah, why is cider the bad guy?
I don't know. There's all sorts of things on Facebook now going,
yeah, it's ridiculous.
Give us back our cider.
Yeah, but there should be. But it's just, you know, very rare you see people livid on cider that just, you know, tend to sound more like pirates.
Jack wants to know, which boil would you rather see naked, Frankie or Susan?
Probably Frankie, to be honest. Really? Yeah, I'd imagine so.
Dave.
What a playboy that'd be.
Indeed. Dave remembers seeing you when you were first starting out at the Edinburgh Festival.
Yes.
And it was in a porter cabin.
Yes.
With 12 other people.
Yes.
Is that your worst ever gig?
No. That same year, I did a gig. Three people were in. And when I say people, one was a German man, and he had his dog. And then there was a reviewer in the corner, and at the back of the room was my girlfriend, and I don't think she's ever laughed harder at me dying for an hour. So that's the worst gig I've ever had.
Does it ever happen when you do a joke and absolutely nobody laughs?
Yeah, of course.
Does it?
Yeah. It's just the nature.
Well, there's not even a slight snigger from one of the three people in the audience. There's not a slight snigger.
It happened last night. I did a gag about, because the Catholic Church basically have said that the devil's hanging out in the Vatican. And I said, and they basically blame me, the devil, for all the bad things they've done. It was a bloody devil. And then I did a gag about blaming the devil for the other day. I dressed up as Ronald McDonald and went cow tipping. And it just got nothing. And people were just, why would you do that to a cow? She said, yeah. And it was just that. And I went, why is that offensive? And it was just, you know, it just happens, man.
Was it in the countryside, this gig?
Nope. It was in front of a studio audience.
Oh, of course. Your new show. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Cool.
Rhiannon wants to know how annoyed everyone else was really about Jimmy Carr's lack of attendance on the sport relief.
We're more annoyed by the way she pronounced his umbrella.
Yeah.
Presumably, is that
it's
not
nice,
real?
Rhiannon.
I apologise. Yeah. Nobody was annoyed. I love Jim. They just painted him like he was really lazy. But it was honestly, I've never been so happy to see him. When he turned up, he did about 4 hours. It was nice.
Class. Okay. Now, I'm a bit annoyed that Becky, who works on the show, isn't here today, because... Where's my phone?
Oh, I've lost my phone.
This is important for the next bit.
Okay.
So if you could look around for me...
Okay, I'm looking.
Where it's gone.
Don't know, it's...
Oh, there it is. Okay, good. She is normally on the show, and apparently someone told me that you do the best Australian accent ever.
Right, I'm not sure about that. I'll give it a go.
Are you big in Australia?
No.
Because we've got I've had loads of emails from Australians saying, tell him to come to Australia and tell him to come to Australia and do a gig.
Yeah.
But Becky, I just wonder if we could call Becky now and see if she's around. And maybe you could have an Australian convo together.
Okay.
I think it's a West Country.
Hello?
Hello, it's Scott at work.
Hello.
You're on the air, don't swear.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm good, you're right.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm on a college trip to London. My mum works at, you know my mum off of Matt Damon fame?
Yeah.
She's brought some students up to London to go to the theatre.
I was going to say, you're not actually at college.
Free ticket. No,
okay.
I'm not.
I've got Russell Howard with me.
Hello, Russell.
How you going?
You know you do your Australian accent.
Yeah.
Could you just have a convo together? Because I would like that a lot. I know this is quite odd, but I just would quite like to hear it. You can start, Becky.
Okay. Hey, Russell, how you going?
You're not bad, Becky. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How's your bum after your bike ride?
Oh, ripper. Absolutely busted.
Is it?
Yeah. Shall we meet up in Yabby Creek later?
Sounds good to me.
Sweet. I don't quite know why we're doing this, but we are.
I'm enjoying it.
When's your new TV show on, Russell? You can tell me about that.
Thanks, babe. It's on Thursday, BBC Three, 10:30.
Oh, it looks really good from the trailer.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm not happy about the trailers. I was made to do them. But I feel it sort of lightens the entire show. But you have to do things so that people won't get offended. Not that you really want those people to watch the show anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Now, because it kind of goes after I talk for a while.
Okay, thanks, then. Bye.
Bye.
What a Sheila.
That was good, wasn't it?
It was pretty weird, Scott.
I enjoyed that, but it was pretty weird, but I enjoyed it. And lots of people did on the text as well.
Excellent.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, I need to say something. I was in the audience at one of your appearances of live on the Apollo.
Right.
And during your performance, there was an unfair shot of me on the telly,
right,
and where I wasn't laughing at one of your jokes.
Oh, right.
And I actually found your set very funny.
Okay.
I do find you very funny.
Yeah.
But they just picked a moment where I wasn't laughing.
Yeah.
And that is when the camera came to me, which is I feel awful. It's a bit like the girl who rolled her eyes at Susan Boyle before she started the performance.
This is it, man.
But not as famous. So I just wanted to say I was laughing.
All is forgiven, Scott.
And then also, every time they showed James Morrison, he was weeing himself laughing.
Yeah.
It come to me, I'm just chewing gum and looking serious.
It's weird. It's horrible when they do that on telly shows. Every so often, like I think the very first Apollo I did, they cut to quite a big fellow just with his arms folded, just looking so furious. So my only image of that is just that the gig was dreadful, and it's just somebody wants to kill you.
And I know they do repeat them, so if you do see that one,
you just see it over and over and over. Yeah,
don't think that I thought it was rubbish.
Okay.
So it's the second series of your show, Good News, starting tomorrow.
That's right,
on BBC Three.
Mm-hmm.
The first series was the most requested BBC Three show ever on the iPlayer.
I know. It's pretty exciting.
Pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's great.
No wonder they're giving you a second one.
I know.
So what's it about, if people haven't seen it?
It is essentially just jokes and sort of sketches and stories about the news, really. All the weird and wonderful stories. And then at the end of the show, I do a kind of an uplifting sort of thing that I found from the news. So people are sent to bed with a nice kind of glow in their
warm
heart. Yeah, that's the aim.
For a show like this, which is obviously your take on the big stories and it's very topical, do you have to watch the news, like, all the time?
Yeah.
Massive.
That's all I do at the minute. I just kind of like read papers, watch the news, cross every tiny little story. Yeah.
So
I kind of love that. I'm a real kind of news junkie. So
are you the kind of person like I am that could easily spend about 8 hours just with BBC News or Sky News on in the background?
Yeah, exactly. That's all
it's just on. And every 15 minutes it's the same.
Yeah.
But I still keep it on.
Yeah, and aren't our friends just delighted that we're like that?
Yeah, they love it.
Yeah.
It's like when I go to America, first thing I put on, the Weather Channel.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so good.
I haven't seen that, Tori.
Oh, basically, because America's so big, they have different weather everywhere. So Los Angeles will be like sunny, and Denver it'll be snowing. I find that fascinating. That's on I just put it on for most of the day in the hotel room.
Like, Scott, are you coming on Broadway? In a minute.
Oh, a second.
Look at Ohio.
It's raining in Ohio. It's like Harry Hill. How much TV does he have to watch?
Or do
people do that for him?
I think he watches an incredible amount. I know for a fact he does a lot on that show, you know.
Yeah.
And that is just serious. I would have watched Coronation Street and that Pineapple Dance Studio. People are having to do that, you know.
But his job is watching TV.
But making an amazing show out of it.
Yeah, what a show.
Oh, that's brilliant, man.
Yeah.
That might be me.
That's fine.
My phone is going. No, it's not.
No, well, it's probably me then. Now, I notice you've already got a tour in.
Yes.
For February next year.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, it's pretty weird, isn't it? But it's because I'm doing Good News for a couple of months, and then I've got another series in September and October. So
of the same show?
Of Good News as mm-hmm. well. So I'm going to write my new tour in between those two and then do it after the second one.
Okay.
That's the plan, so give myself plenty of time.
Someone's just emailed in saying, is it a coincidence that I'm listening to Russell Howard and I've just been offered tickets to his gig by some ticket company? Hang on, who is it?
I have magical powers.
Yeah, Mart says, I've just received an email from a ticket agency offering me tickets to Russell Howard's tour. Is this something that happens every time he appears on the radio or TV? Probably not. It's just a coincidence.
How cynical does that look? If I'm like that, yeah, hi Scott, how are you? I'm just texting. No, release the tickets, release them.
You've got mail.
Yeah.
by the way, last time you were on,
yes.
which was ages ago, David Hasselhoff sent me a text saying, who is this guy? He's really funny.
Oh,
so
wow.
There's a Hoff endorsement right there.
Wow.
Any message
That's
back
going
to him?
Straight up my posters.
Message back to him?
This guy's really funny, the Hoff. Keep on rolling. I watched that interview you did with him. It looked fun, man. It looked really...
Where I went to live in his house?
Yeah. But it's one of those shows, you're watching at home going, where are the outtakes? Where's everything else?
That's there were a lot of outtakes.
Yeah, of course there were.
Yeah, but it was fun.
There's a parallel world out there, isn't there, where all the offcuts that aren't allowed on telly, we can see them all. Yeah. That's what we want.
I wish.
He looked fascinated.
Mm, he really is.
Look at your eyes.
Anyway, Russell, thank you very much for coming
Pleasure.
In today.
Pleasure, thanks, Scott.
The new series of Good News starts tomorrow night, 10:30 on BBC Three.
That's
Have a
right.
look. The Scott Mills Daily. And now...
Oh, what's occurring?
Greg James is our celebrity player today.
I enjoyed Kutski yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was good.
He was good. He's a bit nervous, I think.
No, I'm a big fan of Kutski.
Yeah.
He's sort of... His music is... He's not what I'd normally go for, but he makes it quite accessible.
Yeah.
He's done a few bits of my show, and I quite...
He takes it hard.
He does definitely do that.
Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, Scott.
You right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks.
Good.
How was your dinner that you made for your folks yesterday?
Well, it didn't go as badly as it's gone before, because I didn't have to get a takeaway.
Yeah.
But my mum has agreed that she's cooking tonight.
Oh, right, so it didn't go as well as planned.
No, it wasn't that popular, I'm not going to lie.
And did you announce your dish as chicken binet?
I did. Announce it as chicken binet.
Chicken binet.
Yeah.
Which, of course, was one of our listener suggestions, chicken binet.
Yeah.
Binet.
I did think about emailing you a picture of it, because it does look quite horrendous.
Right. Was it not a taste sensation?
Well, no.
Oh, well, at least your mum's cooking tonight.
Yeah.
When you said this is called chicken binny, did she question that at all? Or she said, oh, well, that's nice.
No, I think she's just sort of used to weird things that I say, so she's just like, yeah, okay.
To be honest, you mixed a load of crap up there. Like, how is that ever going to work?
I know.
Don't just throw it all in the pan.
Like, straightforward, shouldn't I?
Yeah. Oh, well, sorry it wasn't a success. Say hello to Greg James.
Hi, Greg.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm ready to roll.
Let's play the game.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, first one. We were talking yesterday on the show about how sometimes it's your mum or a relative. They'll make a dish which is really normal, like macaroni cheese, but they'll give it some kind of fancy name to make it sound a little bit more exotic than it actually is. Like Jean, Stacey's mum, in EastEnders the other night.
Sausage surprise!
Just your regular toad in the hole, that was, really.
Sausage surprise!
Now, we wondered if sausage surprise is an appealing dish to the people of Stupid Street. Poor Neil, who's working on the show today... Sorry about this, Neil. We sent Neil out onto Stupid Street, offering people the chance to sample his sausage surprise. How many would have a sample, Greg?
Okay, I'm going to go for... What did you... So he went out with a tray, did he? Tray what? Tray of bangers?
Just some cocktail sticks with his sausage surprise on.
I would say... I'd say five people would have had a nibble.
All right. Charlotte?
I'm going to say four.
Mm-hmm. Let's find out then.
Oh!
Here's Neil from our show offering people on Stupid Street his sausage surprise.
Hello.
Hey.
Would you like to try my sausage surprise?
I'm not really into the whole sausage thing.
No, this is my sausage surprise.
That's not nice.
Hiya.
How would you feel about trying my sausage surprise?
Not really.
Here it is. This is it.
Thanks. isn't there three contestants per week?
What about you, Greg James?
I'm just going to say 10.
10?
No, we'll keep it fair. I'm going to say 10.
Let's find out. I hope, if you've recorded this, it may have a spoiler in it. So just to turn away from your radio now. Here's some people on MasterChef being gutted.
John, tough one.
I do believe I have impressed the judges.
Our winner, Jez.
I'm feeling quite gutted.
Obviously I'm gutted.
Our semi-finalist is Stacey.
Gutted, obviously. I'm feeling gutted that I'm not through, obviously.
Sorry, all three of you are leaving us.
Bit shell-shocked, kind of gutted, really.
Jez, I'm sorry.
Gutted to be out at this stage. Obviously very disappointed. I've given it 100% and unfortunately that wasn't quite enough. Gutted.
All right, six people were gutted there. Greg, you were right to go lower.
Yeah.
There we are. One all.
Oh! What's the kitty?
Right, our next one is a kind of induction course for new Radio 1 DJs. You know Tom Deacon?
Mm-hmm.
He's brand new on Radio 1, and he's going to be on for the first time, 7 p.m., this Sunday on a new show called The 519 Show.
What time's it on?
7 p.m. on Sunday night, right after the official chart show. And, listen, he has got your chance to win N-Dubs tickets for you and five of your mates and the chance to meet them before the gig at their sound check.
Wow.
So if you're an N-Dubs fan, listen to The 519 Show Sunday night, right after the official chart at 7 p.m. on Radio 1. Good luck with it, Tom. He's a good bloke. Now, obviously, we do like to do this with all new DJs, just to try to, you know, get to know him a bit better, and for you, the listener, to try and get to know him. So today, we sent Tom to the pub. Hi, Tom Deacon.
Hey, Scott Mills.
Now, where are you, please?
I'm currently in a pub near Radio 1 at the moment.
Yeah, we've all been in that pub.
And I've been here now for about 10 minutes. I'm halfway through my Pepsi.
Now, this is something that all new Radio 1 DJs have to do. If you look at your contract, it is in there.
Yeah, I've got it here in front of me, Scott. And
right.
It does say that it's underlined in red.
Fern's done it, if that makes you feel any better. Greg's done it. Andy, George, J-Mo, all three of them have done it before.
I'm excited more than anything.
You've got a bag that I just gave you, haven't you?
Yes, I do. A kind of woman's bag.
I would now like you to have a look at what's in that bag.
Okay, I'll do this. Here we go. Right, I've opened the bag. It's got... Oh, dear, there's a megaphone in there.
Yeah. Good. How busy is the pub?
There's a couple of people having a nice romantic meal. Not far from me.
Now, here's what we need you to do, all right, Tom?
Okay.
I'm going to play you the chorus of a very well-known song.
Okay.
And then what you have to do is repeat the lyrics that you hear over the megaphone in the pub.
Yeah. Right, got you. Okay.
You up for this?
Yeah.
So, ready, Tom?
Yeah, ready.
Okay, so he's in the pub with the megaphone that he's got in his big girl's bag. We've sent him to the pub. So, how many lyrics do you think he can get in? How many lines from the song do you think he can get in before he just can't take any more? Do you want to know what the song is?
Yeah, go on.
Probably help, wouldn't it? It's this.
Tune.
It is a tune. But you know what the lyrics are going to be. Charlotte, you aware of this song?
Yes.
Yeah, gross. Goes like this. Arguably, Dame Bauer's finest work.
Yeah, finest hour.
So, that was Freak Me Another Level. So, how many lines can Tom get in before he just has to run away. Greg?
I'm going to say 8. 8 lines.
Eight.
Oh, no, because then the second line's really bad, so 5. I'm going to go for 5.
5?
Yeah.
5 lines of the song?
Yeah.
Charlotte?
I'm going to go for 6.
Oh, so. Okay. Let's find out now. Here's new boy Tom Deacon in a pub. Tom, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready, Scott.
Okay, I'm going to play you some song lyrics.
Okay.
It's simple. Just repeat them over the megaphone in the pub, quite loud.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Let me lick you up and down. Till you
I wanna lick
stop.
You up and down. Till you say stop.
Let me play with your body, baby.
Let me play you with body, make you feel hot.
What's happening?
Just a lot of bar staff looking at me, and people who are having a romantic meal have just looked up, and I think I've ruined it.
Let me do all the things you want me to do.
Let me do all the things you want me to do.
And the last line.
Cause tonight, baby, I wanna get freaky with you.
Just tonight, baby, I wanna get freaky with you.
I don't mean to be annoying, but you weren't right on the last line. It's more like, no. Freaky with you. I'll play it again.
Cause tonight, baby, I wanna get freaky with you.
Oh no, I've got staff come over and said I'm all right. They've asked me if I'm all right.
What?
I've got bar staff who've asked me, am I all right? I said I was all right.
You are all right. You're fine. You're just doing another level on a megaphone in a pub. You're fine.
Like I always do. What's the line? Repeat it one more time and I'll get this out.
Because tonight, baby, I want to get freaky with you.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Tonight, baby, I want to get freaky with you.
Yay! Tom, run!
I've got to get out.
Get out.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye. See, we won't do that to him again, but it's just the kind of thing that you do for new Radio 1 DJs.
Yeah.
Charlotte, you said 6. The correct lines were 5, so
yes!
You win today's...
Woo! Oh.
No, you said...
I said 5.
No, you said 8.
No, then I changed it to 5.
Oh. So, is that right? Oh, God. Did you change it to five? Are you just taking advantage of the fact that I'm not very good at scoring? Charlotte, did he change it to 5?
Do you want the honest answer?
Yes.
Because I think he did.
Oh,
it doesn't matter. Charlotte, come back tomorrow. I don't want to...
No, that doesn't... Need, no, you know. You've ruined it now.
No, Charlotte,
no, you've ruined
back.
It now.
No.
No, you've ruined it.
Charlotte, come back tomorrow. Yeah?
Well, I'll come back if you have me.
Oh, this is uncomfortable, isn't it? Charlotte, come back tomorrow. You might as well. It's the last day of the week to do it. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Even though Greg did win, but actually, I was supposed to accept his first answer.
Okay.
Seriously, I'm making it all up.
Where's
I don't know. I just made it up. All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
I'll take your first answer.
Speak to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Oh, what's the curry?
Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Simon Southampton's been on saying, OMG, Wing was on South Park yesterday. Well, again, that episode is like 6 years, 5, 6 years old. That's how we first kind of knew about Wing, because of the South Park episode. They do show that all the time. They show that almost as much as they show the episode of me and Chappers on Most Haunted. Which you can catch most nights on one of the Living channels. Living 2, whatever. Also, I've got a lot of emails and texts today saying that they're very excited because they're watching Channel 4. Around lunchtime, this was. And it was Wife Swap USA with that kid we were talking about just the other week. Remember King Curtis?
I need you guys to help me in the kitchen to feel these.
We can do it.
I don't like this crap.
Definitely no cheese in the can. Very happy to be throwing this away.
It's bacon.
No, I want my bacon.
Bacon, I gotta tell you something. Bacon is good for me. This is very
mean. You're gonna be going to the grocery store.
Yeah, they finally showed it.
No, I want my bacon. I gotta tell you something. Bacon is good for me.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Now, I've still not heard from these guys, Rhett and Link. I've applied for these blokes to make us an ad for this show. If you remember, a while ago we were talking about these guys, and what they do is if you apply on their website, they'll make you an advert for your company for free. They did this one.
I recommend butt drugs for everybody.
I can always count on butt drugs.
When I think drugs, I think butt drugs.
For all my health needs, I turn to butt drugs.
Butt drugs.
I love butt drugs.
It's a chemist, see? Butt drugs. Now, they're two guys in the US, and they are called Rhett and Link. And like I said, they do adverts for free. I've actually emailed them and asked them if they'll make us an ad for this show, as the last advert we made for this show somehow ended up on TV and involved me in a suit of armour coming out of a lake holding a big kind of flame. That didn't really explain what this show was all about. So hopefully Rhett and Link, I'm sure they're very busy, will eventually get back to us and make us an ad for this show. Here's another one, though, which we've just found, which they've done for a hairdressing college where you can go to get a cheap haircut.
In this economy, who can afford an expensive haircut or a four-year degree?
Exactly. Who can afford an expensive haircut? So,
Salt Lake Community College.
Where you should go.
Barbering and cosmetology school. An unlicensed salon.
So that is Salt Lake Community College, Barbering and Cosmetology School.
An unlicensed salon.
And they don't have a license. But I like it, they have to point that out. But they sing it.
An unlicensed salon.
No license, but they will cut your hair.
Let me give you a haircut.
I really need the practice.
Oh, good. Has anyone ever done that before? Gone to one of those places where, like, they're kind of trainees and just kind of crossed both your fingers and hope for the best? I did that about a year ago and ended up going home and thinking, okay, so I'm sorry, you know, you tried your best, but I do actually now need to cut my own fringe.
Your hair is only limited by your imagination and how far along we are in this semester.
So that's where you should go. Chance it. You'll get a free or a cheap haircut.
Salt Lake Community College, Barbering and Cosmetology School, an unlicensed salon.
Let us cut your hair.
Oh, I'm all right, thanks.
Let me give you a haircut.
I really need the practice.
Just fills you with confidence. Anyway, Rhett and Link, please get back to me. I need you to do an ad for this show.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I'm not taking the mick out of untrained hairdressers cutting people's hair or trainees. I realise that they give very good value for money. Oh, God, they're all on now. Don't knock it, Mills. They're awesome. When I was 12 to 16 years old, it saved my mum a fortune. From Kelly in Glasgow. I know. I'm aware of that. It's just sometimes they do get it a bit wrong. But only because they're trainees, they're learning. And they learned on my hair once. That was all. Yeah, Sophie's been as well. And, like, they just didn't do her roots properly. But like I said, they're learning on your hair.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.